Away.
Blog Talk Radio.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
The new world order does not mean surrendering our national sovereignty or forfeiting our interests.
Took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States of America. By some, he's been called controversial.
How can I convince you when your ears refuse to hear? You turn your heart away from me each time when I draw near. Your eyes refuse to meet with mine, they glance away in fear. As if you should not look at your reception in the fear.
Now, keep in mind that some of my guests have been approached by Homeland Security or FBI saying, why are you going on the Clay Douglas Show?
My message to those guys, if they're listening this morning, is go get a cup of coffee. Maybe you'll learn something.
We both took the same oath, to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I don't recall there being an expiration date on that.
Well, it doesn't show. How can I contain this anguish and this pain? Why should I
the free American, Clay Douglas. Catch the free American weekdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern.
Every time I think about the damage that's been done, the anger wells inside me till I'm almost overcome. I want to tear the moon out of the sky and drop the sun. Why do I feel so overwhelmed? I'm the only one.
For the podcast and more details, visit www.freeamerican.com or catch the podcast by phone by calling 832-999-86.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. What have I missed here? Let me see here. I'm missing Nap. Got everything. I'm missing my guest. That's what I'm missing. Russell Pappalardo will be my guest whenever he gets it together. And I know he's awake because I just spoke with him. But we have been, people have been blocking us. And, I got to tell you that this has been a real battle. I got some pills here the doctor gave me for nightmares. If I'm having nightmares, it's supposed to be a mood elevator. Sometimes it works. Sometimes they don't. And I don't much care for the pills anyway. But the mood elevator I need, I can't get in the state of Texas. And, come on, guys. Let me play a clip here that Russell sent that probably something you should know. And I got to tell you, if we complain all the time we don't have any leaders. Well, the leaders that you've got in D.C. are bought and paid for, and they can't get on without the enemy, the people.
I'm done with business for the day. Even got a little son, which I'm for. I'm going to talk about hell, heaven, the devil, Satan, and Lucifer. Three words that are often confused. and deliberately so. There are forces at work, dark forces, that don't want you to wake up and save yourself. And yes, you are the savior that you've been looking for. So let's talk about heaven. Heaven, in the main, is a fictitious place, as you have been taught. But when you die, you will return on the wheel of reincarnation if you have any attachments or if you have karma to work with. Or if you have lessons to learn, new ones, or lessons that you've forgotten. It's as simple as that. However, there is a rest period, and it's called by the Gnostics, and Gnosticism is not a religion, it's an alternative to religion. It is the belief that only correct knowledge can allow you to save yourself. Knowledge, experience, into the understanding of wisdom. The period of rest, or where you go, it could take months. But the time in the astral frame, in the ethereal planes, is much different than it is today. Whether it's longer or shorter, I have no idea. But this place is called the Pleroma, the source from which you came, and the source to which you will return to get rest. Then you'll come back. If you want me to pay off, as I said, or if you become bored in the Pleroma, if you don't have karma to pay off, then you have no attachments. Or Sam Scott, as the Taoist and the Buddhist would call them. Sam Scott equal attachments. They don't serve any purpose and they do no good. That doesn't mean you can't enjoy and love alike. And the people that you meet in this incarnation. Go to hell. You've heard me say many times, don't worry about going to hell, because you're already in it. But even hell, prison planet Earth, which is hell, even has its nice name. You can choose to live in it. Don't get too comfortable, because nothing lasts forever, not even cold November rain. There is an actual place called Hades or Hell. And why is it called Hell? Because it's hot. And where is it? It's somewhere deep into the bowels of the earth. It's where Prometheus, also known as Enki, also known, and get this, as Lucifer and Jesus. And if you doubt me, learn how to read a little Latin and get the Latin Vulgate and read Peter states very clearly, I, Jesus, am Lucifer, son of a man. Yes, he was cast into hell by the evil powers that be, the god Anu, from which comes the word Anunnaki, for giving mankind, the Adama and the Eva, the forbidden fruit, which is knowledge. And yet knowledge of good and evil is the first thing you teach your children, what's right and wrong. But yet the serpent, and he was called a serpent because of his wisdom, was punished because the creator of the physical corporeal body, which is not the creator of the soul, was the son of Anu, whose name was called Enlil. He had an adopted brother called Enki, captured from the Sirian star system. And you can check all this out. I don't make this up. That sounds unbelievable, and that's why you don't believe it. But he gave man the knowledge of good and evil. And if it wasn't for Lucifer, Enki, Prometheus, Jesus, whatever you want to call him, you and your forefathers who did so already, and your children and grandchildren to come will still be mining monoscopic gold interdimensional alien race called the Archons. By the way, your false god, Jehovah, or Yahweh, who was known to the Greeks as the Demiurge, or Ialdabaoth, was known to the Sumerians as the moon god Sin. Yahweh, or Jehovah, is Satan. What does Satan mean? Know your words, know your roots. Satan means adversary of the Creator. In other words, an entity that blindly believes he is the true God, and he wants to make this planet, as well as the whole universe, or at least the galaxy, into a negative utopia or a dystopia. And honestly, he's done a real good job. Thanks to their stupidity, the gullibility, and the naivete of the people in the Western world. Yes, the masses are indeed asses. They've been had, taken, hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, mesmerized, and mindfucked by the Archons, the rulers who want a slave race, who actually create fear so they can feed off your fear. It's food to them. It's psychic negative energy. So now, understand this, whether you believe it or not. And if you don't believe it, I guarantee that only 5% will do what I'm going to tell you. Do your research. Read Jumping Jehovah by Paul Tice. Jumping Jehovah by Paul Tice. You should be able to get it from Amazon. Read Helena Blavatsky's Isis Unveiled. The mystical veil of Isis, the wall of illusion, so you can tear it down and learn that Jehovah is Satan. Read Is Jehovah an Extraterrestrial? I forget who wrote it. I have it inside. And then read the Bible, not for factuality, but you will learn if you do. You won't find the word Lucifer mentioned more than 3 times. But you hear a lot about Satan, and your pastor or your televangelist will tell you that Lucifer is Satan, which is unadulterated hogwash. Now you say, well, the Masons worship Lucifer, they admit it. That's what they do admit on the surface. But read Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma. They lied to the junior Masons. The Masons, after the 14th degree, have to read it. Well, they had to years ago. But there is no Mason over the 33rd degree that knows full well that his clan, his tribe, his brothers worship a Satan and not Lucifer, and the name of that Satan is Jabulon. So now we know Jabulon is worshipped by the Masons, and he's a Satan. We know that Lucifer is the light bearer, the bearer of truth, also known as Jesus, which can be confirmed in the Latin Vulgate, also known as Prometheus, who is Christ, the giving man knowledge, and also known as Enki, the adopter of Enlil, who was the grandfather of Yahweh. If you want to know who you are, you got to study your origins. And you cannot study what they teach you in the schools because it's unadulterated balderdash. It's a lie. This is signed, and you could read The Deliberate Dumbing Down of a Nice Cheryl Nesbitt. You could probably get it free online. Mankind has been dumbed down deliberately. And how it has been done, this is way before the fluoride in the air. Fluoride in the water, before the aluminum in the water, before the chemtrails in the air, the contrails in the air, before Codex Alimentarius, before the Rockefeller cartels took the nutrients as well as the sulfur, which is needed for oxygen in the body, out of the soils and replaced it with toxic pesticides. This goes back. This started with the Redeemer religion. And the roots of your slavery, you were a mental slave, is the fear of death. Because once you fear death, in truth, you have nothing to worry about. You're dead already. You're a fearful soul who could only think inside the box and pray to a false god for salvation, which will not, because the Savior is you. It's as simple as that, folks. So now we sum it up. Satan is not Lucifer. Satan is an adversary of creation. Jesus is Lucifer. Prometheus and Envy. He is the way, the truth, and the light. And not the Jesus that's portrayed in your New Testament, which has been Judaicized by a Pharisee by the name of Paul of Taurus, who changed it. Saul of Taurus, who changed his name to Paul, claims he was struck by a flash of light and fell off the horse, which is more unadulterated Jewish fairy tales, like a little wimp by the name of David killing a giant Philistine with a slingshot. It's a joke. You also know that Redeemer religions corrupted you and enslaved you. It's time to break out. It's time to go Gnostic. Jesus was king of the Gnostics, lord of the Magi. The Magi even came to see him when he was born. Gave him five gifts, frankincense, gold, and myrrh. Monoscopic gold, by the way, not regular gold. And two other gifts, which I will not mention. When you're ready for it, I'll mention it. These are the things you should know if you want to get out of this matrix of illusion. That, folks, is all the Phoenix has to say today. Have a great day.
No, it's not, because I've got the Phoenix with us here. Russell, I've got to tell you, I'm impressed by that, because I tried to share a lot of that as fiction. I wrote it as fiction because I didn't have the information that I've accumulated over the last 45 years, but...
I just watched the above video.
Good. Play it. This is good.
Hang on.
Yes, but not completely. There's something...
Okay. All right. Now I've got the real one, not the filler. And... You heard what I just said. I wrote a book.
Absolutely, and I agree with you, and I know you actually knew, but you knew on a subconscious level, and that's why you wrote those shows, those stories, because you were given the gift, as I was, like all humans have been, but they just don't know it. They don't know they got it, of luminous epinoia, or creative imagination, from the Holy Spirit, who was also known to the Gnostics as Pistis Sophia. Sophia coming from the word Sophia, the love of philosophy. You have it, and that's it. Clay, I think it's very important. That video you just started to play, it's only less than 2 minutes long, and it sums up what I said in the first video, and it provides a little humor that our guests will really love. Play that, and then we'll roll with the show. No, not the David, right. The David and Goliath.
One thing I forgot to mention. In regard to my statement regarding the fictitious biblical character, David, the alleged king of Israel who never existed, and his slaying of the Anunnaki giant, the Philistine Goliath, let me say, and I find this very amusing, if it were true, which it is definitively not, it would be like Mocky Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook alleged creator, going into the squared circle on WWE wrestling and going up against Ramon Reigns, Dean Ambrose, without any help from the authority, and coming out the victor. That's how comical it is. Wake up, folks. The tide is high. There's a bad moon rising. and a great storm is coming, and it will soon be upon you. And this storm will bring death or enslavement to millions of Americans on mighty wind. The wise call this storm the American Holocaust. Oh, yeah. It's right around the bend.
You know, that's something else I've been telling my listeners for 20 years. What's coming here is the same thing that happened Russia when the Soviets, when the Bolsheviks, when the Jews took over. They have
Absolutely.
The same thing planned for Americans. They have the same thing. It is absolutely the same thing that they've got planned, that they've had planned.
It's the same thing that they're doing to the Palestinians now, and the same thing that they make believe, which never occurred, in Germany, because as we know, there were 3.4 million Jews in Germany before the war. So how... It's mathematically impossible for 6 million to die. It's a joke. And they have proved that no one was ever burned in those gas chambers. However, those pictures of bodies, I'm sure, came from either China or from the so-called Russian Revolution, which you so aptly described as a communist Bolsheviks Jew revolution. And folks, you could Google all of this. We're not here to play games. We don't make a dime doing what we do. You folks,
we'll talk about that
later.
We'll talk about that later. Now, I've got a guest coming up in this next week, I believe, who made this film. Now, I'm just going to, the first clip of this film, it's a long film. If you want to see it, go to freeamerican.com. I believe it's linked or tagged up at the top of the film. But this is what happened in Germany. This is what happened in Germany after the Bolshevik Revolution, after the Red Army invaded. You got to understand that Hitler, who is probably the most demonized man in Hittites, Lucifer, Hitler was trying to save the German people from this. Listen. The film contains graphic images. Viewer discretion is advised. And you see the soldiers.
The terror first swept into the Middle East. Rumors, hints, terrible harbingers to be expected should the Soviet Union overrun Germany were nothing new. Most Germans, however, remained hopeful. Such notions of Asiatic hordes, many felt, were merely the government's attempt to harden their will to resist. Thus it was that on the night of October 20, 1944, as the village of Nemersdorf and other Prussian communities nearest the front slept in imagined security, the unthinkable occurred. After punching a hole through the German line, the Red Army suddenly burst into the Reich and swarmed over the countryside. After several days of desperate fighting, the German Wehrmacht regrouped, launched a furious counterattack, and eventually drove the Red Army back across the border. German troops found upon reclaiming the lost ground, however, was staggering. It was at Nemersdorf where stunned soldiers first viewed the fell on earth. Along the roads, fleeing refugees had been overtaken. The people were pulled from their carts, raped, then murdered on the spot.
From the farmyard further down the road stood a cart to which four naked women were nailed through the hands in a cruciform position. Beyond stood a barn, and to each of its two doors a naked woman was nailed through the hands in a crucified posture. In the dwelling, we found a total of 72 women, including children, and one old man, 74, all dead. All murdered in a bestial manner, except only a few who had bullet holes in their necks.
stop it right there. I'm going to stop it right there. The name of the film is Hellstorm, The Rape of Germany. And I will have the author in. Folks, this is what I'm trying to do. I'm not talking about fantasy here. I'm talking about history. I'm talking about history. They have set us up. The Jews have been behind us. And that's some more clips we're going to play for you. I've got clips here stored here with Alex Jones interviewing David Duke. David Duke is he was a congressman that got targeted and demonized. And let me tell you something again, folks. I didn't know what I know now. When I started the militia because I refused to sit back and watch television while troops, black suited troops, BATF troops, murdered 17 children and their families. This rape of Germany, this attack by the Bolsheviks, it's happened time and time again in history, and it happened in America, it happened in Texas, it happened in Waco. I have tried to stand up for that. And I hear you folks out there crying for a leader. You're reaching out to Donald Trump. He's got enough money. He don't need you, which might be a good reason to elect him. But
money.
And he's also tied in and got his daughter's Jewish now, I guess, married a Jewish guy. I don't know. Maybe there were some good Jews out there. Benjamin Friedman tried to tell you how these people operated, how these Bolsheviks operated, why they started two world wars that killed 60 million people, more, 100 million people. They've tried to tell you, I've learned from history, I'm trying to stop it. And they have tried to kill me. They have tried to marginalize me. They have tried to reject me. They have tried their best to keep you from making a donation or supporting me. You cry for a leader. You've got two of them on your radio right now. You've got two people that know what's going on, that aren't going to be compromised, that care about the American people. Hell, we care about the people all over the world. We've alerted you to a false Christianity. We've alerted you to the whole Pauline Christianity. That's the one with your preachers in there preaching, as Russell talks about it, the Redeemer religions. Have you given your soul to Jesus? No, I hadn't seen his ID. And no, I'm not going to give my soul to somebody that hasn't appeared before me. I can understand what Jesus said, and what Jesus said echoed what Russell just told you. You can do what I do and more. You are the same.
Well, let me interject
right
for
ahead.
A moment. For those of our audience who don't know what the Redeemer religions are, let me tell you in the order of which they came upon this earth. The first Redeemer religion was called Brahmanism. Which is kind of out of date. The second was Torah Yahwehism or Hebrewism, which became Phariseeism, Talmudism, and now it's called Judaism, a scourge of humanity like Brahmanism. The third is Judeo-Christianity, which is nothing more than a Pharisee, an insidious Jew who murdered Christians, telling a fictitious tale that he fell off the horse, was blinded by the light, wrapped up like a deuce in the middle of the... Come on, folks, wake up. This guy was a murderer. He distorted the teachings of Jesus, and now many of you morons out there call him Saint Paul. Give me a frackin' break. And then, of course, Islam, which, again, is an offshoot of both. At least Islam respects Jesus and considers him a great prophet and a great teacher. But again, Islam again leads you down the beaten path to the Redeemer religion. You need to salvate the Savior to be saved. Folks, wake up! You've been had, taken, hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and mesmerized, and mindfucked. You are the savior that you've been looking for. You are a center of expression of the primal will to good, which eternally creates and sustains the universe, a spirit known to the Gnostics as the Christos. Jesus, of course, is a manifestation on earth, but so are you. Like Clay often says, Jesus stated, what I can do, you can do too. But you have to have the faith of a mustard seed, just a little bit of faith. Folks, as far as one of Clay's statements about Donald Trump, let me assure you, yes, there are good Jews. There are many of them. Some of them are very vociferous, like Benjamin Friedman and probably Myron Fagan, Jack, I forget his last name, who wrote the book, I Was an American Jew and Racist Marxist Israel. But Donald Trump is not a good Christian or a good Jew. Donald Trump supports Israel. And if you support a rogue racist nation of Ashkenazi Jews, the shadow from the East, as J.R.R. Tolkien used to describe them in an analogy in his great work, The Lord of the Rings and The Silmarillion, then you are a fool. Because Israel is nothing more than a communist nation that's occupying and located in ancient Judea, not ancient Israel. Ancient Israel was called afterwards Samaria. Now it's called the West Bank. Folks, you really got to wake up. A great storm is coming. They have set you up since birth. They lie to you and tell you about a serpent in the Garden of Eden that gave you knowledge of good and evil like your very parents did. And you shy away from it and shy away from the name Lucifer. Wake the fuck up. Lucifer is the light bearer.
I have asked people, what kind of God would not want you to know the difference between good and evil?
A false god. The same false god that told the ancient Israelites that you are the chosen people, and what you're chosen for is to pull down, to root out, and destroy the nations. And those fucks didn't get nowhere trying to do it, but those who picked up the pace, the Ashkenazi Jews, the children of Japheth, the sons and daughters of Ashkenaz, who was the daughter of Gomer, the son of Gomer, and Gomer was the daughter of Japheth. Look it up. Read the genealogy of Japheth.
Frankly, I don't care. Ancient history to me. I am concerned with what's happening today. You know, I feel a little like, you know, I come on the show. I do the show every day. You are putting out excellent information. You're telling people the truth. There's others that I have on the show that are doing the same. And they have tried to beat us down. They've tried to marginalize me. They tried to demonize me. They tried to kill me, folks. And yet here I am with my cup in my hand. Fortunately, it's full of good coffee. And I'm asking for donations. You know, that's what I feel like. I feel like a guy holding a little sign says, I'm a veteran, I'm homeless. Well, I'm a veteran. I'm not homeless, but every time I've almost got it together, there's an attempt on my life. There's a demonization campaign. I had one of my companies sold, magazine sold for $500,000, and I still retained half of it. We signed the papers on Thursday. They put a press release out on Friday. And Monday I walked into the office and the deal was off. The deal was off. So I had nightmares last night, Russell. What do I do? How do I oppose this? Now they have got it set up that I got a license taken away in Arizona. I've sent in three appeals. I've proved that the ticket was for no insurance, proved that I've got insurance. But They want Tucson worth $1,600 for a fine for a ticket that I'm not guilty of. I've proved that three times. Each time it's been denied by the same judge. And we've talked about the judges and the attorneys and the control that they have over us and how they're ripping us off left and right. And so now I can't even travel. I can't go speak. I can't go anywhere and sell the books that I've written. Three of them now. I've got three books that I've written. And I'm sitting here with my little tin cup in my hand. Actually, it's ceramic. And I'm telling you the truth. Now, 10 years ago, I didn't have a job. I didn't just have a job. I had companies that I owned. I had magazines that were distributed nationwide, worldwide even. I had websites that worked. And then in the blink of an eye, it was actually 4 months, I didn't know, I woke up and it was all gone. And I've tried to put it back. I've tried to put it back and I've had people run in. I've had people run in and hand me a check for $10,000. Just want to help. Wanted this, wanted that. We would have had Liberty Villages. I'm still telling you, folks, the Liberty Village concept, if you could put it together with like-minded people in your own town, in your own county, it's the best answer that you've got to every problem we've got. Donald Trump actually has the other answer to that, and that's running these illegal aliens out of our country. He may not be trustworthy, but he has the right idea. Somebody's given him enough information that he could make a decision as a billionaire that this is what needs to happen. You need to get the illegal aliens out of here so Americans can have jobs. I can't get a job. Millions of other Americans like me can't get a job. I can't travel. I can't go anywhere to tell you and warn you about the great storm that's coming that Russell keeps trying to emphasize, and he should be. And what do you got? What do you got? What do you got? What are you listening to? I think, Russell, that it is time for you to listen to what you got. You got Jones out there. There's a few million of there believe in Alex Jones. You're believing in the wrong person. And here's Alex Jones talking to David Duke. This is somebody that's ran for office, somebody that's been elected, somebody that's got a master's degree in education. By the way, they're trying to ban the term master now. The Jews don't want you to know. And remember, I've told you this many times, anytime a communist totalitarian regime takes over, they go after three classes of people in order. They go after the farmers first because they don't want you being able to feed yourself. They go after the intelligentsia next. That's anyone that's smart enough to know what they're doing. That would be Russell, me, David Duke. And third,
and David Icke.
David Icke, yes. Third day, go after
Jordan Maxwell.
Yes, I've known Jordan Maxwell. I've known all of these people. They've all been on my show at one time or another. And that's why they tried to kill the free American. They didn't want you to hear what these intelligent people are saying. Now, I want you to hear how Alex Jones, who is Jewish, By his own mouth, he admits he was, his father is Jewish. I believe he admits this. I'm just going to play the last half of this interview. The whole interview is up on my Facebook site. My Facebook site is FreeAmerican69. And if you get a little bit of sense seeps in here and you understand that I risk my life to bring you this information, to do this show, maybe you'll make a donation at FreeAmerican.com. And listen to how Alex Jones, this is how they do. They've done this in every town hall meeting. They tried to demonize me. They tried to marginalize me. Well, you know, my mother was Jewish, and I just, I don't want you, I'm not part of the New World Order. No, not talking about you. I don't care who your grandmother slept with. How many times have I said that? Here is David Duke and Alex Jones. Listen to how Alex tries to change the subject, move it away, shift the blame, and listen to David Duke's response.
They literally attacked the USS Liberty, no question about it. Our Secretary of State, Tom, said this specifically, that it was a deliberate attack by Israel. They killed 34 American young sailors and fighting men. They wounded 174, maimed and burned others. It was an intentional false flag attack. I agree with you. There are a lot of false flag attacks. And then, of course, you have the Jonathan Collar case. So our Secretary of Defense said it was the most damaging spy case in American history. It caused the death of 200 of our operatives.
Okay, you got 6 minutes. I got four.
Okay.
I'm looking at
government. Literally is freeing Jonathan Pollard now, giving him parole. This guy did more damage to anybody. And yet, this was not a question. It's true that the Jews don't control. Why would the international support the Jewish racist supremacist state of Israel and the Jewish supremacy over the American media and the Jewish supremacy over American academia if it was just a bunch of rich people getting together? No, there are Jewish leaders of the Illuminati. There are Jewish leaders of the CFR. There are Jewish leaders of the Bilderbergs. There are Jewish leaders of the media. And there are Gentile collaborators. But those Gentiles involved, they know who the real power is. They know the one force that they cannot criticize.
All right. I've never had anybody Jewish stop me from covering the things I do, going over the things I do. And I just, you know, sit here today having this discussion with you, David, and I do stuff like talk for 4 minutes, you talk for 6.5, and then you keep saying you're being cut short. So I want to just establish, I got to go to break here, that now we're going to have a free-for-all discussion, a normal banter, like if you were on Fox News or CNN, where you talk 30 seconds, I talk 30. We go back and forth. We interject. We have a discussion. I want to take some phone calls unscreened as well.
Sure.
And so it's wide open phone.
You can put a minute timer on it. Your staff can do that. And
now, I want to interject here that after my accident, after I had Alex Jones at my preparedness expos, after I promoted Alex's books, after my accident, Alex Jones never had me on his show, never helped me at all, ever. It was a clear-cut case. It kept me drugged for 4 months, 3 months, actually. 3 months in a Phoenix hospital. I've got no memory of 3 months in the hospital.
That would be fair to both of us, the elective, for each question. Question and comment. That's
sure, whatever. It's not going to be exact. It's in and out. But fine. You're getting plenty of time. I just want to stop obsessing on it. 800-592-31, 800-259-9230 is the toll-free number to join us. If you have a disagreement or you agree or you have a question, for David Duke, I'm Alex Jones, your host, having a true hard question here. Decades ago, they had folks like him come talk at universities. Now they're saying don't do it. That's censorship. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The news world sites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can find the free video and audio feeds, podcasts, Droid apps, iPhone apps, all for free, BoltWars.com/show. Coming up the next segment, we'll start taking some phone calls. This is a short 6-minute segment. David, let me just throw a couple quick questions out and then try to get you to answer them. I give a B right now, and maybe I'm not doing the best job myself, but I just don't want to get stuck. I'm trying to have a real thought-provoking discussion and debate with you. Let me ask you this question. Looking out into the future, where do you see the world in 10, 20, 30 years? Even these forces you say that are running things are successful versus the type of world that you, a leader, would like to see. Because it's true that what they call anti-Semitism is on the rise worldwide. It's true that there's major backlashes to socialism, communism, political correctness. It's true that the political correctness is becoming bizarro, freakish, ban the name boy and girl, ban men and women's bathrooms, ban single-parent homes, Gen 21 zoning, totally controlling our lives. It's true a great tyranny is upon us. So if the tyrants are successful, what will happen versus the world you'd like to see?
Well, I think what you're saying is true, and I see the same kind of world you're talking about. We're going to have in our country and Europe used to go on exactly the same kind of conditions that went under Jewish-led Bolshevism in Russia. We're going to see those gulags, and we're going to see those camps, and we're going to see the destruction of our people. They're already doing it. I mean, you've got to understand, the European mankind right now is being steadily wiped out. And that's because they see our people as their chief competitor in the world. And they know that if they destroy the elite in America. Now, I want to give another one of my graphics to illustrate this. Here's a graphic from the New York Times. It's David Brooks, again, one of the lead columnists. He literally talks in there about the replacement of the American elite and the Jewish, quote, the Jewish takeover of America. That's the real elite. Now, this elite is not trying to destroy Jews. In fact, they support even the Jewish state in Israel. They're not trying to do anything. In fact, we talked about the problems with our family. How about Hollywood that pushes drugs on our kids? I'm talking about hard drug use, increases every kind of degeneracy and destructiveness on our life. Who runs Hollywood? It's not European Christians. And what they've done is they've made anti-Semitism a term simply to mean anti-Zionist supremacism, anti-Jewish supremacism, not supremacists. But most Jews support Jewish tribalism, though, and support Jewish power. They support, you know, they've been propagandized, too, by their Jewish leaders. They have been taught to hate Gentiles. They have been taught that Gentiles are all out to kill them. They have been taught that the Jews have to stick together. And because of that racism, which is preached to the Jews, it's preached in our media, we're taught to feel guilty because the fact that some Europeans didn't want to be destroyed by these Jewish. The Second World War is a good example of that. They were already killing tens of millions of our people. Tens of millions of our people before the Second World War. We weren't on the side of the Bolsheviks in that war. Killed 54 million people. That wasn't a good war. That was a destructive war against European mankind. That war could have been avoided. And they're leaving us right now. They're all concerned about what's going overseas. The problem, the real problem we have is not the ISIS threat. We wouldn't even have the ISIS threat except the fact that organized Jews with appointment for the propaganda and the direct organizations and the control of the political process that literally opened our borders. Jacob Javits, the Jewish senator that led the fight for the opening of our borders to change our immigration law in 67, wrote a whole pamphlet, Open the Gate. He wasn't talking about open the gates of Israel. He was talking about open the gates of America so that the Jewish divide and conquer strategy would do that. That's the fact. There has been a takeover. It is an ethically driven takeover. It is not racist. It is certainly not supremacist for any people on this planet, whether it be whites, blacks, yellows, anybody, to defend themselves from a takeover by a hostile, predatory group. Now, I agree. Not all Jews have this ideology, but most Jews are taught intrinsically to help and support other Jews. And Europeans are taught that they're band together for their own interests. That's because that's how they've taken over.
I'm going to break. Long segment coming up, and I'm going to come back. I see people make the same graphs, the same maps, and show Catholics in control of everything and say they're running everything. And I just think it's corrupt, organized crime-type systems that are running things. And if we approach it by saying no to organized crime, no to cartels, yes to free market, we can just end this system that's degenerating.
Now, I'm going to stop that because that's bullshit. The organized, in my opinion, and I want to get yours, Russell, the organized crime, the cartels, are really the Khazarian mafia. You call them the Russian mafia. They moved to Israel. They created Israel to be a safe country so they would not be extradited to all of the countries where they do run the organized crime. How about it, Russell?
Well, first of all, Clay, let me be very clear and let me cut to the chase. Any student or teacher of body language or the inflection of the voice could tell Alex Jones was very flustered. He knew he was caught dead in the act of not exposing Israel, always exposing the Nazis. And he had to defend himself. And you could see he made a fool of himself. That's why David Icke made a video on this, and David Icke gave his opinion of the debate, and it's a very good video. I sent it to you. The fact remains that Alex is Jewish. He's probably down deep a good guy, but he has that Judaic. He's been Judaicized since birth. He's been conditioned since birth to defend his people. And as a rule, his people, or I should say the leaders of his people and most of his people, are spineless, cowardly, Paul parroting politically correct degenerates. That's the fact. They're responsible for communism. They're responsible for 9-1-1. They're responsible for the 93 attack on the World Trade Center. They're responsible for the African slave trade, pedophilia, immorality.
How about 9-11? 9-11 was totally Jewish. The owners
of so is everything,
they bought it. What?
It's always Jewish. It's always part of their agenda. You go back to the French Revolution, the Jacobins. Who are the Jacobins? High-level Freemasons. And Freemasonry was already infiltrated at the Congress of Williamstown in 1791 by nefarious, insidious, heinous, cantankerous, rebellious, power-hungry Jews. So that you could go back to the Russian Revolution, you can go back to the revolutions of 1848 that failed, the failed Bolshevik Revolution of 1905. You go to the attack on USS Liberty. You go to the attack on the murder of JFK, which they could read in Final Judgment and get from Amazon. Yeah, the Jews killed Kennedy because, first of all, they were mad at him because he wouldn't fund them the shekels to build a nuclear arsenal in Dimona. So they got it off Russia, which was Jewish at the time. And then Kennedy wanted to inspect it, so they killed him. Oh, yeah, yeah, you could say that it was because he brought the 13,000 troops, who they called military advisors, back from Vietnam. He wanted to close down the Federal Reserve, the CIA. And if you're stupid, you could even mention about the mafia killed him. Yeah, the mafia did kill him. The Jewish mafia. Wake the fuck up. You people who disagree with what we're saying disgust me. You're pathetic. I can't see how you can look in the mirror. You're really degenerate. You're like an ostrich that sticks his head under the sand and says, what I don't know won't hurt me. Well, folks, what you don't know already hurt you. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free from the consequences, the dire ramifications of inveterate ignorance, naivete, gullibility, and out-and-out deplorable stupidity.
You know, it has, what have I got here? All right, still doing it, still working here. You know, there's a, got another little clip here. I'm going to play just a little bit of a clip. This is, and it's filled with deception, too. Have you ever listened to the Harold Rosenthal interview? This was the assistant for Senator Jacob Javits, both of them Jewish. He was murdered in a terrorist attack in 1976 in Istanbul, Turkey. Let's see what we've got about this. So this is the hidden tyranny.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Rosenthal, and partaking in this interview. If you could, I would like to ask you a few questions. Are you a Zionist?
That's a hell of a question. At the foundation of the issue is a traditional Zionist concept of Aliyah, a Hebrew term meaning the ingathering, a return of diaspora Jews to the Palestine homeland. Ever since 1948 and the creation of the State of Israel, Aliyah has become a basic imperative of Israeli government policy.
What is Aliyah?
It is a permanent physical migration to Palestine, not just a visit.
What is Zionism? I've heard Jews define it as anything from the permanent migration to financial and spiritual support of Israel from around the world.
Our first leader, former Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion, said that Zionism without a return to Zion is phony. Not many American Jews migrate permanently to Israel. Some say that all Jews, by definition, are Zionists. Others say that a Jew is not a Zionist unless he's a member who pays dues to an actively Zionist organization. Definitions have been tossed everywhere since the Jewish homeland became a reality.
Now, let me stop that for just a second. A friend of mine, well, not a friend exactly, but she's been on my show several times. She got attacked because when she put up a billboard in Las Vegas that pointed out that we were sending $10 million a day to Israel in arms, aid, whatever, all kinds of aid. And then she was attacked by a Jewish organization supposedly speaking up for the Palestinians. And they tried, she was on the Clay Douglas show. She was on the racist, anti-Semitic, Free American show. We can't support her any longer. We can't support her because she's also telling Americans that we're sending $10 million a day to Israel. Russell?
Well, there's no question about that. You see, Obama has a great act, like they all do, these presidents, but Obama especially, because Obama, he gives away a few million here and there to the Arab nations, and then turns around and gives Israel money under the table each month, and then, and you could get this from YouTube, he actually gives Israel at one shot $70 billion. $70 billion, not million, billion, because Israel is our ally. This shows where Obama is really at. He's a clandestine Jew, besides who knows what else he is. A homosexual, there's enough evidence on it, but that's his business. I really don't care, but to call him a commander-in-chief is the utmost, the apex, the pinnacle of travesties. The man is a chump. The man is despicable. But he's only doing what Bush did, a little bit more, because it's that time. You folks are ready for it because you've been conditioned to losing your freedoms a little at a time. Before you know it, you won't have any, and you won't even know, you won't even remember that you had freedoms. Go to my Facebook page. I have a lot to say about that in different videos. I've done almost 5,000 videos, either lip syncs, which I'm very adept at, as good as Milli Vanilli was in the late 80s, for those of you old-timers who know that, and Noah Milivanilli, and also videos on conspiracy, revisionist history, the occult, the arcane, and what's true and what's not true. My Facebook page is facebook.com/ Phoenix, Phoenix, Speaks, Speaks, 1. The number one. And folks, next week, Clay, you know, we need donations. Clay just invested a lot of money to get the type of software where we could have a split screen so you could see my handsome face on the screen. We just don't know how to work it yet, so we're going to work on that today and for the next few days, and hopefully next week we could do a show like Alex Jones did with David Duke, where you see David Duke and Alex on the screen. You'll see me. And girls, don't get too excited because I'm very selective. Only kidding there. And you'll see Clay and myself on the screen. And you'll know by the way I talk that I'm not reading from a script. I just blurt it out. It comes out to me because I have the gift of luminous epinoia, or creative imagination that I got from Pisces Sophia, the Holy Spirit. And I have the wisdom and understanding to say what I'm going to say, and in a correct manner, and in a plethora or myriad of different ways, showing wisdom and understanding each and every time. Oh yeah, you'll know I'm for real, just like you. Shumley, I'm gonna, and you know you are Shumley out there, or Shemley. You'll see who I really am. You probably know already, as I know I frighten
him. I'm sure he doesn't come around anymore. I hang up on him every time. I won't bring him up. I don't need to listen to idiots. I got too much to do. Let me do on this Harold Rosenthal video that I found. It's got one picture in it, and it expands on this $3.2 billion U.S. tax dollars per year to Israel. What in God's name are they doing? And right beside that, which I have put up on Facebook, is a child buried in gravel. This Palestinian child was buried alive by an Israeli army bulldozer.
Except American dollars was sent to Israel yearly, and which Americans did not like this.
The naive politicians in Washington are gullible. Most of them are not too bright, so the powerful Jewish lobbyists influenced this practice years ago, and there is no one strong enough to stop it. Some of that money is even returned to the United States and spent on Zionist propaganda efforts, much of it through the B'nai B'rith and the Conference of Jewish Organizations and the World Jewish Congress. The Jewish Agency is a funding arm, a sort of body of B'nai B'rith officials. There's nothing wrong with sending.
That World Jewish Congress is the one that declared war on the German people before Hitler ever took power. Hitler responded to protect the German people from the Jews after they declared war on the German people with a full-page ad in New York Times. Am I accurate on that, Russell?
Yeah, Clay, but there's something that's not being said here, which is of the utmost importance. If you folks went to a website, I believe it's JewsAgainstZionism.org, they literally state that Adolf Hitler
Just lost you there, bud. Did we? Yep, I lost the whole thing here. Better call back in, Russell. We lost you. Well, I'm waiting him. Yep, it dropped. Well, I'm waiting on him. Let's see about this kosher tax.
In American dollars to Israel tax-free so long as we are smart enough to get away with it. Let's reverse this conversation for a minute. You may declare and quiet vociferously that you don't like Jews. Why do you hate us?
Mr. Rosenball, I do not hate anybody. I said I hate what the Jews are doing to us, and especially as it relates to any and everything related to Christianity. I hate their deceit, cunning, and their detestable dishonesty. Does it make me anti-Semitic? If it is, then I am anti.
Anti-Semitism does not signify opposition to Semitism. There is no such thing. It is an expression we Jews use effectively as a smear word, used to brand as a bigot like you guys, anyone who brings criticism against Jews. We use it against hate mongers. During Christ's time, the Jews were seeking a material and earthly kingdom, but for the Jews, a spiritual kingdom. So they rejected Jesus Christ and had him crucified.
Okay.
What do you mean, had him crucified? Doesn't history prove that the Jews fought Jesus Christ?
Yes, I guess they did. I don't beat around the bush, but 2,000 years ago your people would have done the same thing to a man who mistreated you as Christ of the Jews.
You speak of any severity, man.
That's all he was, a man who walked on the earth like any other man, and this myth about Christ rising from the dead and returning to earth to visit with his disciples is a bunch of crap. The Jews who drove the Arabs out of Palestine did so to disprove Christ's mission for a spiritual kingdom. You see, instead of a leader who would make an empire for the Jews, your kind of people gave the Jews a peaceful preacher called Christ who, instead of an eye for an eye, turns the other cheek. Rubbish. We are building. In fact, I built an earthly empire without your kind of Jew disappointing Messiah.
I can see that it is you and your kind who try to get Christ out of Christmas. I feel sorry for you.
Don't give me that shit. I don't want your pity. I don't need it. Too many Jews do not have the guts to tell you how we live and plan, but I am not intimidated by anyone or anything.
Every time we do something, you tell me America will do this and we'll do that. I want to tell you something very clear. Don't worry about American pressure on enemy on Israel. We, the Jewish people, control America, and the American know it, and Americans know it. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to Shimon Peres, October 3rd, 2001, as reported on Kol Israel Radio. You know, Russell, I've told people for the last 20 years that we're in a war, and I keep refining with the, from their own words, what they've said, what they tell us. Just like this in this video, which I put up, I'll also put it up on my website under this show. They're telling you from their own lips how they feel about you, what they think about you, and what they plan on doing to you. It's the Jews that are building the concentration camps. It's the Jews that are building the FEMA centers. It's the Jews who ordered all of the guillotines. Is that not true?
Yeah, it's true. I forget what I was saying before I was disconnected. How did I start out? This way I could do it again.
I don't know. I was getting a brief flash of Alzheimer's for both of us, I guess. Now, we're talking about, we've just been talking, I was playing the Harold Rosenthal interview. Let me play a little bit more of that. Maybe that'll jog your memory.
I know where I'm going.
Why do Jews frequently change their names?
Jews are the most intelligent people, and if it benefits them to change their names, they do so. That's all there is to it. They mix in your society, which is plenty corrupt, so while the Jews are benefiting themselves, the dumb guy doesn't realize that these Jews with non-Jew names are Jews. I know what you're thinking about Jews in the government who use non-Jew names. Well, don't be concerned, because in the foreseeable future there will be no presidential power in the United States. The invisible government is taking strength in that direction.
To your knowledge, are the Jews in Russia really persecuted, or are they given any kind of freedom?
Most Jews throughout the world, I'd say more than 90%, know what is really happening. We have communication unequaled anywhere. is only the Jews, the ignorant and misinformed and degenerates who can find peace in your society, and you bastard tighten your suits by donning sheep's clothing. You are the hypocrites, not Jews, as you say right about. To answer your question, in Russia, there are two distincts, one visible and the other invisible. They're different nationalities, whereas the invisible is composed of all Jews.
All right. That jog your memory?
No. No, it was... I actually forget, and I apologize. It's definitely a senior moment. I hate when that happens. I was in the middle of it. I had something of import to say, and I have no idea on what specific topic of this grand topic that we're talking about.
Well, I don't know what's going on in Russia now. I know what happened. I know the history, but we don't know whether Vladimir Putin is a friend of the Russian people and therefore a friend of the world, or if he's being manipulated in the background the same way Lenin and Trotsky and probably Stalin was. It may be that Stalin actually scared him. He may have said, no, you're not going to control me. I run things now, and dominated them and put a few of them in prison. We don't know what happened then. And it could also be possible that the Chinese people, in setting up this BRICS coalition, that's Brazil, Russia, and a few other countries, to oppose the Federal Reserve, to oppose the International Fund. It may be that the Chinese and the Russians simply got tired of being ruled for 100 years by the Bolsheviks, by the Jews, and have finally started to set up countermeasures. And it's also possible, maybe, that Americans, who are probably even more controlled than the Russians or the Chinese by the mainstream media, maybe a few Americans are starting to wake up. They probably really regret bringing out the internet, because now on the internet, if the Americans that hear our voices were smart enough to realize that we're on their team, that we're doing this for them, if they would back us. And there's some people out there that you may have not stood up. I just want to stay below the radar. I just don't want to call attention to myself. Maybe there's a few of you out there that may sock away a little bit of money that could put $100 or $1,000 in the PayPal account and fund us so we can fight this battle, so we can get other people. I'd like to take flyers. I'd like to have the money to print flyers and take it into every grocery store, move some of these meetings from the internet. If I had my driver's license, if I could pay the fucking ticket that they want $1,700 for, that I'm not guilty of. If I had the money to pay that and I could travel around, then I could go and speak at these events. I clean up in a suit.
Blake, excuse me for a second. I got to run and get some coffee. Be right back.
Okay. You can fill in for me when you get back, because I need coffee too. Back to Harold Rosenthal. Let's hear a little bit
the power
more.
The Soviet secret police takes its orders from the invisible government. There are about 6 to 7 million communists in Soviet Russia. 50% are Jews and about 50% Gentile. Gentiles are not trusted. The communist Jews are united and trust each other, while the others spy one another. About every 5 or 6 years, a secret Jewish board calls for the party and many are liquidated. Why? Because they begin to understand too much about the Jewish secret of government. Russian communists have a secret group order which consists of Jews only.
Whoa! Did I just tell you the truth? Are they backing up everything I said? This is what I'm trying to tell you, folks. I know what's going on. I know how they operate.
They're all over everything pertaining to the visible government. It was this powerful organization that was ruled from the secret removal of the center of communism to tell how Eastern world instructions now originate.
Does our government and the United Nations have knowledge of this?
The United Nations is nothing but a trapdoor to the Red World's immense concentration camp. We pretty much control the UN.
Why do the communists destroy the middle class who are educated and their entire families when they invade a country?
It is not an established rule to destroy all members of pre-existing government, their families and relatives, but negritudes. They destroy all members of the police, state police, army officers and their families, but negritudes. You see, we know when the government is searched for the communists within its borders, they are really attempting to uncover Jews in their area. We're not fooled. The invisible rulers in the communist countries have a world control over the propaganda and the governments in three countries. We control every version, including newspapers, magazines, radio and television, even your music. We censor the song released for publication long before they reach the publishers. Before long, we'll have complete control of your thinking.
The way first, if this is true, it is frightening to think about our future and Christianity.
There would be a forced class of warfare here in the United States, and many will be liquidated. You will unquestionably be among them. The Jews will not be home. I'm not boasting. I'm giving you the facts. And it is too late for your Christian followers to put up a defense. That time passed. Long, long ago, we had to become the aggressors. That is undoubtedly one of our great purposes in life. We are the aggressors.
Mr. Rosenbaum, you seem to be a very intelligent person. But now it appears that you do not know what you're talking about.
Judaism is an unequaled culture with nothing, nothing anywhere in the world to compare with it. Your so-called Christianity is an outgrowth of Judaism. The cultural and intellectual influence of Judaism is felt throughout the entire world. Yes, throughout civilization.
Do you believe we face a problem with a growing colored population explosion in America?
All right, I got to stop you there. Because, again, this Harold Rosenthal is echoing what I've told you. If you refer to yourself as a Judeo-Christian, you might as well say I'm a satanic Christian. And that is not the same thing as a Luciferian. And if you don't believe that, I would start studying Luciferianism on the internet. You might find some that are being honest about what Russell has told you here. Russell?
Oh, are you no back question, with your caucus? Yes, when you... I'm using my own cup. In fact, let me say, I ordered a special cup with a phoenix on it, inscribed. I should be using that in my video soon. But getting back to what Clay was saying about satanic Christians, you have to understand what he really, really means. He's not saying Christianity, real Christianity, the Christianity that Jesus taught, that he stated he did not want to form a religion because he was a Gnostic and he knows what religions are for to control the masses. Jesus, Clay is talking about the Judaicized version of Christianity, which is nothing more than a Judaic cult. And what is Judaism? Well, according to Rabbi Stephen Weiss, the chief Zionist rabbi at the turn of the 19th to 21st century, stated, some call it Marxism or communism. We call it Judaism. Christianity, as it is taught in the American churches, is a form of Judaism. It's getting backdoored into Judaism, and eventually all the teachings of Jesus will be eroded as they are today. So Christianity, as it's taught today, or Judeo-Christianity, which means Judaicized or Judaicized Christianity, is indeed satanic. So Clay is right on the money. I know a lot of you can't grasp it, but many of our listeners can. And speaking about our listeners, let me say this. I've said it before, but I have to say it again because I feel, well, I can't help myself. I know many of you out there will disagree with what I have said today and what I will continue to say in the future, what I've said with Tammy Texas on prepping for the New World Order, the show we used to do, what I say on the Free American Hour with Clay Douglas every Friday, what I said on the Bob Charles Show in Connecticut Fi in 2012. Many of you will disagree. And frankly, I don't give a damn because the opinions of lesser men and women, the opinions of sheeple, cowards, poor-powering, politically correct fools are of no interest to me. In other words, I don't give a fuck. But there are many of you out there who do agree. And you are my brothers and sisters. You are my kin. You are the lights at the end of a very dark and dangerous tunnel. You're the bringers of a new dawn. And I take my hat off to you. The red one, which you can't see me now, but I'm tipping it now as I talk. I will not see the bank accounts of my brothers and sisters stripped of capital. I will not see the middle class destroyed as it has been. I will not see the bodies of my brothers and sisters thrown into FEMA camps, or what's worse, thrown into FEMA coffins as depicted on the murals that line the walls of Denver Airport. Action demands action, and that's why Clay and I are doing what we do. But we're advocates of free will. We respect your choice. We may not respect you, but we do respect your choice and your right to do as you wish, because do what thou wilt is the whole extent of the law, as long as you're following the cosmic and spiritual laws of the universe, which can be summed up by the golden rule of Jesus, to do unto others the way you would want them to do unto you, and to stop anyone from impeding or infringing upon your free will. With the quickness and the ferocity of a tiger and a panther. Yeah, you could go back to your couches, you can go back to your sofas, take another Xanax, another OxyContin, whatever you're taking, have another drink, and pretend that all is well. But in your heart of hearts, you know it isn't. You're just too cowardly and too spineless and too politically correct and too in need of the approbation of your fellow idiots to speak out about it. But that's your choice. But you do have another choice, folks. You could wake up, rise up, grow some balls, if you don't already have them, and join Clay and I. And together, we can make the mighty Zionist empire on the Potomac, our Potomac, your Potomac, in Washington, D.C., the District of Deceit, the Den of Vipers, the abode of wolves dressed in fine haberdashery, the land ruled by insidious Zionist Talmudic Jews. We together. And only together we can make it tremble, crumble, and fall, as did Rome.
You know, that's one of my statements here. One of the things that I've tried to work for 20 years, I wanted to do the Liberty Villages. I wanted to do Liberty Villages because there's a lot I can't do. You know, I can't build a solar system. I can't repair a car engine. Don't know how to dig a well. And not real good at growing a garden. So when I had 5 acres out there on the Lynn, that Harold Rosendahl was murdered after he gave that statement when he was working for Jacob Javits. But to do the Liberty Villages, and what I designed was a number of structures, cabins, whatever, something that you can sleep in to stay warm with the solar on the roof. And I figured we had inexpensive structures and we could work together. We could build the solar. We could grow the gardens. We could put the solar on the roof. We could build the cabin straw bale homes, you know, or if you're in Colorado, build it out of hempcrete. We could do this if we worked together, if we worked together. But every time I reached out, and of course if that was taken away when somebody showed up, bought the property so I could use that money to put the teepees on there. I decided that teepees were the answer because if we wanted to rent them out, bring in an income, put a yurt in the middle, people would stop to see a teepee. But the woman that was supposed to help that told me she had to buy the property in order to get the money. She had to have the property in her name to get the money. As soon as I did that, she kicked me off the property. Now, this is part of this is what I don't understand. I had my sons and my wife of 20-some-odd years helping me do the magazine. When I went into the hospital, when I got out, one magazine was still running. And as soon as I got out, everybody left. You know, Russell, it's like a nightmare, I mean, that you can't wake up from. I can't, you know, I've had people come down to help, and then suddenly they didn't want to help. Suddenly they had to go away. Suddenly this happened, that happened. I said this, I did this, I did something wrong. They found an excuse to get away. So nothing came together. Liberty Villages couldn't come together. Nothing happened. Nothing. I said, well, maybe, you know, I could hear Don Henley in the background. We've met the enemy, and the enemy is us. If we can't work together, you know, we can't beat these people. And I had a doctor on that did talk about the vaccinations. Dr. Carley. I had Dr. Carley on my show several times. And I made the comment one day, I said, you know, I don't really hate these people. I kind of admire them. What do you mean? What do you mean? I said, well, if us white boys had this together as the Jews do, we'd own the Bank of England, we'd own the International Monetary Fund, we'd own the Federal Reserve, and everything would be all right. We'd be controlling Washington, D.C. She's never talked to me since then. Never talked to me since then because I said I admired the Jews. And what I said is still an accurate statement. They want you to hate. They want you to hate. Well, you need to hate them. You need to hate them. You need to hate them. No, that takes energy. That takes your energy away. In my opinion. So I think we've got Liberty Villages scattered all across this country. If we took all of the farmers in one county and brought them into the city council, the county meetings, just handed them a flyer. Come here. Come to a meeting. Come to a meeting. And then arrange for me to talk to them. I think if just a third of them agreed to do this, and it's good for them, it's good for their children, it's good for their grandchildren, it's good for their heritage, and it's good for the country. I'm not looking for power. I'm looking for cooperation. I'm looking to be, you know, the Amish are probably good examples of this. Oops.
And the ideal example. But you see, Clay, Russell, the reason why Liberty Village didn't go off, and I'll tell you why. The American people are spoiled in the main. Yeah, many of us like to go camping. We like a few days or a few weeks in the wild, enjoying Mother Nature. But we do want to come back to the comforts. I think if we would have, if you would have sold or built nice condos instead of teepees, it would have went off bigger, because then they would have had the semblance of modern life. Because in America, everybody wants to be in like Flint. They want to be in vogue. They want to be in style. So give them style and mix it with truth, and it would be better. You'd be better off.
Yeah, you know what? I tried that. Just a little bit north of Austin, there's a guy that builds dome homes that I thought would be excellent. Here's a tornado-proof home, a hurricane-proof home that you could cover with solar, and it'd be everything that you needed. But suddenly he wouldn't talk to you anymore because I was anti-Semitic. And every time I find somebody, the Jews pop their head up. Now, I had one guy that had a home. I thought he wanted too much for it. It was like $250,000 for the World Super Home. It had a rainwater collection in the basement. It had a garden on top, and it had solar. And it was built out of some kind of concrete, not hempcrete, but something good. And he called me up and says, "Well, your enemies are just too powerful. I can't do this. I can't do this with you. I've got it. I've even got it up on my website. I got it up. I think I left it up on my website just to tell people that this guy's name was Noah. I couldn't recommend him. The idea was good, but his way of handling it was that of a coward. And I couldn't support him. And again, he was trying to make money out of people, so maybe he was Jewish in there. It's anytime you find somebody trying to hoard the money, I mean, and you know, don't get me wrong here, I've made a lot of money off of Jews in the paraphernalia industry. I just never made as much as I was supposed to, because they always had to take that extra 10%.
That's the way of the Jew. And by the way, that word anti-Semitic, it's oxymoronic. How can you be anti-Semitic when the Jews are not Semitic? The Arabs are Semitic. The Armenians are Semitic. The very few Sephardic Jews who are persecuted by the Ashkenazi Jews who run Israel in Israel are Semitic. And the Jews, the Ashkenazi Jews, frankly admit in any Judea encyclopedia or Encyclopedia Judaica, the Jewish encyclopedia written prior to 1932, they frankly admit that they converted to Talmudism, which became Judaism in the 17th century. They admit they're not Jewish, yet they'll run that shit down to you that you're anti-Semitic for exposing their heinous and insidious activities and crimes against humanity. They're leprous. They're cancerous. They're evil. Their agenda is evil. And, you know, evil triumphs when good men say or do nothing. So if there are good Jews out there, which there are, and they're not speaking up about it out of fear, then they're contributed to the demise of humanity. Absolutely.
I mean, listen, folks. I mean, if you don't think this is serious, it's not just invasion. We're already undergoing an invasion. The invasion that's happening in the United States by the illegals, by the Muslims, and the Muslims are more of a problem in Europe. The Mexicans are the problem here in the United States. and you only got one billionaire speaking out about it. Why isn't every politician out there talking about it? Because they would lose all of their funding and they wouldn't be able to run for office. I can't run for office. I can't get the money. I can't run a business. I can't run a business the way I have for 40 years. I can't run a business because they will, just like I had Thunder Riders magazine, and then it was still going after the accident. But after the accident, every one of my advertisers was called and threatened, so they dropped off left and right. Can't support Clay anymore. Can't advertise with him anymore. He's anti-Semitic. He's anti-Semitic. I lost every advertiser as well as my family. I don't know if my family was threatened. I know my wife was, by her father, who was financed by the Jews. All of his nursing homes, all of his hotels, motels, were financed by Jewish financiers. And we got along fine as long as I didn't talk about it much, over 24 years. But after the accident, they put the pressure on him. And so, I don't know. I'm kind of stymied here. Here's the 10 cup. I'm holding out the 10 cup. If you haven't been attacked yet, I just want to stay below the radar. I just don't want to call attention to myself. Then somehow help finance me so I can continue with this, so I can travel a little bit, so I can reach more people. Or you can, maybe I can save you space in that bunk at the FEMA camp if they don't use that guillotine on you. It's coming to that, and it's going to come to that. It's already close to that now.
I'll tell you something else they're going to do, Clay. And there's a book on this. I forget the name of it. If you notice, many of these arenas, sports arenas, are called, football arenas especially, are called arenas or coliseums. What they will do in the future, once they have overt control, now they have covert or subtle control, once they have overt control, and the camps are running well, the guillotines are running well, they'll give those of us who are in shape, especially the younger ones, a chance to survive, and they will make them gladiators and have live shows in the arenas throughout the United States. It'll replace football. You'll see men killing each other just to stay alive for a pittance and promises of freedom as they were in ancient Rome. And by the way, folks, if you read The Secret Architecture of the United States, which you should be able to get in Barnes & Noble's, Borders, I don't even think is in business anymore. If they are, you can get it. Possibly Books a Million, but definitely from Amazon. And you read the book, you will see that Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, was originally called New Rome. And that's why you have so many figurines or large overt symbols made exactly after what occurred in ancient Rome.
I don't doubt that. Probably next week I'm going to do a show on the use of women in Hollywood, how these Hollywood producers, I played a few clips of them the other day, but they're bringing these women in, these beautiful women in, and, you know, pardon me for the expression, but you know what Marilyn Monroe had to say after she won the Academy Award? They asked her what it meant to her. What it meant to her winning the Academy Award. She said, never having to suck another Jewish dick. And that's really what happens. The whole casting couch thing, the Kathy O'Brien, how she was used as the presidential model sex slaves. And that's what they're doing in Europe and Russia. They are kidnapping these girls. They're sending them to Nigeria. Go ahead.
Hey, that's why the Jewish women all cheat on their husbands, because they're tired of the smell of Jewish dick. It smells like rotten gefilte fish. And when the guys come, excuse me for being so inappropriate, but I have to get this out. The cum is like rotten cream cheese, so they seek sex elsewhere. And by the way, that's a fact. Jewish women don't want to be with Jewish men. Oh, they'll be married to them because they need the shekels. They need to be supported. And the Jewish men, in truth, and you could read the book if you can get your hands on it. I forget who makes it, who wrote it. I have it. It's called Chattel. Jewish women are considered chattel or property by their husbands. In fact, the Jewish religion is the most chauvinistic religion that ever existed. In fact, Solomon, who probably never existed or was the name of an Arab, Suleiman, stated that 1/10 out of every 100 men have wisdom. And then he added, but not one woman. Now, if that's not chauvinistic, I don't know what is. But I'll tell you something. In the clubs in the 80s, I used to use that line with the Jewish women. And they went for it. They didn't get upset.
I've got one novel that I'll be working on that calls for, that talks about a modern day Solomon in the United States when all laws against victimless crimes have been abolished. And it's an adventure novel. It's a science fiction novel. I'm looking forward to bringing it up to date. Yes, sir.
After the show, I'm going to give you 15 minutes, then I'm going to call you, and we'll go over the Skype deal.
Okay, we've got 17 minutes left. Here, let's see what Rosenthal, going to finish up that, Harold Rosenthal. Hidden Tyranny, Part 1. I put it up on the
blacks are helping to serve our purpose. There has been
a slave trade
in the positions colored people have taken in politics, media, industry. How can someone of color such as Sammy Davis Jr. become a Jew? That doesn't mean anything. We know that a black cannot become a Jew and that Sammy Davis is still black. It may have been to his advantage to become converted. In reality, he still remains a nigger and not a Jew. I have spent years studying world Jewry, of which there are very few as informed as I. In all my research, I have found that Jewry is detestable. Money is more important than morality. We can accomplish anything with money. Our people are proving that in Israel, where its strength against attack is its permanent state of war readiness.
By the way, they just flashed up on the screen the Samson object option, and that is and they threatened to hit the capitals of Europe with nuclear weapons if we don't do what they say. And the Sunday Times, I believe that's London's, revealed the secret of Israel's nuclear arsenal. Israel has a nuclear arsenal. Israel used two of its bombs, at least, at the World Trade Center to bring them down. And then they wanted to sell you on the idea that some Arabs with the box cutters brought down the buildings that crashed into the top of it. Oh, my God. How can anybody with any common sense, with any intelligence whatsoever, buy into George Bush's conspiracy theory? It makes me look like an amateur.
Oh, I could answer that. First of all, the word common sense, like the word Judeo-Christianity, or the phrase Judeo-Christianity, and the phrase anti-Semitic is anti-moronic. You can't have common sense because sense is not common. What you need is uncommon sense. And to do that, to have that, you have to think outside the box. And to think outside the box, you have to get baptized, not by a religious teacher, but by yourself. You have to wash out all the dogma, all the propaganda, all the lies, all the balderdash that you have been inculcated with since you were a child. Once you do that, you have to ask your higher self, or you could ask Jesus in the name of your higher self, to connect you with your higher self. Then,
all right, go on.
Whatever you
go ahead.
You shall receive. Whatever you seek, you shall find. And when you find the door that's narrow, and you knock on it, it will be opened. That's how you do it. That's the way you play the proverbial guitar on the proverbial MTV.
Okay.
There's no other way.
People's raised intellectual elements are going to build a small country into a Middle East wonderland. It will also eventually be the base for world government headquarters.
The tragedy of Watergate and the exposure of government corruption in the highest places has made it imperative that government representatives practice more openness and candor in dealing with the people.
What good would it do? What the hell does the public know about the running of government? The great majority are asses, horses asses.
Goyim were born only to serve us. They have no place in the world, only to serve the people of Israel, said Summer Rabbi.
May we quote you on that?
I don't care what you do. As I said, have the guts to speak out. We would all have better understanding between each other, Jews and Gentiles.
Two contrary types of soul exist. A non-Jewish soul comes from three satanic spheres, while the Jewish soul stems from holiness. Is that the biggest lie? That's the biggest lie I've ever heard.
If we spoke out more openly, your people don't have guts. We establish your thinking. We even place within you a guilt complex, making you afraid to criticize Jewry openly.
How do Jews gain acceptance of other peoples?
At a very early date, urged on by the desire to make our way in the world, Jews began to look for a means whereby we might distract all attention from the racial aspect. What could be more effective, and at the same time more above suspicion, than to borrow and utilize the idea of a religious community? We've been forced to borrow this idea of Aryans. We Jews never possessed any religious institution which developed out of our own consciousness, for we lack any kind of idealism. This means that a belief in like beyond is terrestrial existence to us. As a matter of fact, the Talmud does not lay down principles with which to prepare the individual for a life to come, but furnishes only rules for assumptions like in this world. It is a collection of instructions for maintaining the Jewish race and regulating intercourses between us and the Goy. Our teachings are not concerned with moral problems, but rather with how to get. In regard to the moral value of the Jews' religious teaching, there exist quite exhaustive studies which show the kind of religion that we have in our lives that makes it look uncanny to the Aryan mind. We are the best example of the kind of product which religious training evolves. Our likeness of this world only in our mentality. It is formed to the true spirits of Christianity as our character was the founder of this new creed 2,000 years ago. The founder of Christianity made no secret of his estimation of the Jews and the fact that he was not one of us. When he found it necessary, he drove us out of the temple of God, because then, as always, we use our religion as a means of advancing our commercial interest. But at that time, we managed to nail Jesus to the cross for his attitude towards us, whereas the modern Christians enter into party politics and in order to win elections, they debase themselves by voting for Jewish votes. They even enter into political intrigues with us against the German nation. We can live among other nations and states only, as long as we succeed in persuading them that the Jews are not a distinct people, but are the representatives of a religious faith who, therefore, constitute a religious community, though this be of a peculiar character. As a matter of fact, this is the greatest of our falsehoods. We are obliged to conceal our own particular character and mode of life so that we will be allowed to continue our existence as a parasite among the nations. Our success in this line gone so far, and many believe that the Jews among them are genuine Frenchmen or Englishmen or Italians or Germans who just happen to have a religious denomination which is different from that of countries, especially in circles concerned with government, where the officials have a historical sense. We are able to impose our infamous deception with comparative ease. Therefore, there is never the slightest suspicion that we Jews form a distinct nation and are not merely the adherents of a confession. But one glance at the press which we control ought to furnish sufficient evidence to the contrary, even to those who possess only the smallest degree of intelligence.
What ways have you been able to gain power?
Our power has been created through the manipulation of the national monetary system. Through the quotation, money is power. As revealed in our master plan, it was essential for us to establish a private national bank. The Federal Reserve System fitted our plan nicely since it is owned by us, but the name implies that it is a government institution. From the very outset, our purpose was to confiscate all the gold and silver, replacing them with worthless non-redeemable paper notes. This we have done.
What do you mean by non-redeemable paper notes?
Prior to 1968, the gullible goy could take a $1 Federal Reserve note into any bank in America and redeem it for a dollar, which was by law coin containing 412 one-half grains of 90 silver. Up until 1933, one could have redeemed the same note for a coin of 25, 450 HS grains of 90% gold. All we do is give the goy more non-redeemable notes, or else proper sums. But we never give them their gold and silver, only more paper. We choose to prosper through the paper gimmick. It's our method through which we take money and give only paper in return.
Can you give me an example of this?
The examples are numerous, but a few readily apparent are the stocks and bonds market, all forms of insurance in the fractional reserve system practiced by the Federal Reserve Corporation, not to mention the gold and silver that we have gained in exchange for paper notes, stupidly called money. Money power was essential in carrying out our master plan of international conquest through propaganda.
How do you propose on doing this?
At first, by controlling the banking system, we're able to control corporation capital. Through this, we acquire total monopoly of the movie industry, the radio networks, and the newly developing television media. The printing industry, newspapers, periodicals, and technical journals had already fallen into our hands. The richest plum was later to come when we took over the publication of all school materials. Through these vehicles, we could mold public opinion to suit our own purposes. The people are only stupid pigs that butt and squeal to give them, whether they be truth or lies.
Do you Jews perceive any threat by the silent majority?
There is no such thing as the silent majority, because we control the crying few. The only thing that exists is an unthinking majority, and unthinking that will remain, as long as their escape from our rigorous service is the opiate of our entertainment industry. By controlling the industry, we have become the taskmasters and the people the slaves. When the pressure of daily toil builds to an explosive degree, we have provided the safety valve of momentary pleasure. The television and movie industries furnish the necessary temporary distraction. These programs are carefully designed to appeal to the sensuous emotions, never to the logical thinking mind. Because of this, the people are programmed to respond according to what it takes, not according to reason. Silent they never are, thinking will remain. We have castrated society through fear and intimidation. Its method exists only in combination with a feminine outward appearance. Being so neutered, the populace has become docile and easily ruled. As all guardians in nature, their thoughts are not involved with the concerns of the future and the posterity, but only with the present toil and the next meal.
All right, I'm going to stop there. The images were similar to the Roddy Piper film, They, and by the way, Roddy Piper finally died. Russell, we've got a few minutes left here. Want to get your response. I think it's been an excellent show. You still with me, bud?
Yes, I am. There's so much information out there, and there's so much disinformation.
One has to sit through it all, focus with direct intent, pray to your Heavenly Father who is not Jehovah or Yahweh, pray to the Christos in the name of Jesus, and ask to be able to find out the truth. And you'll find it out in small doses, in small increments, because it's too hot to handle. It gets very hot as you go into the bowels of the earth down that proverbial rabbit hole. But you will get the truth, but you have to connect the dots. You have to be a researcher. And you got to use the computer. And you know what? One video all says it all. All you got to do is look, go to YouTube and put in Obama's Jewish government. His whole administration, all his advisors, they're not Islamic. They're not Christian. They are Talmudic Zionist neocon, meaning warlike Jews. And that's why this country will always be at war as long as these power-hungry animals are in power. They'll say it's perennial war for perpetual peace. But it's not. It's to band you together, the citizens of any country, and rah, 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 especially here in America, and be sparkled and hypnotized by the red, white, and blue. And it's also to destroy the surplus wealth and to cut down the world population. And of course, as it always is, to make money by funding both sides in any conflict, because that's what Jewish international bankers do. They fund both sides in the conflict. The sides want to win a little bit more. They're very much like the Iron Bank in Game of Thrones. In fact, the Iron Bank in Game of Thrones was taken from the International Monetary Fund or the World Bank. It tells you how it really is. They call the shots. And then they own the armament companies, and they make money off the armaments that they sell to each nation. So they got the
Don't forget the food supply. They are an alternative, the foundation of every civilization, and this is what I structured Liberty Villages around. The foundation of every civilization is the self-sufficient family farm. If you can grow your own food and generate your own power from that windmill or that solar panel, then you don't need the bankers. You don't need the government for nothing. And that's what they're afraid of. That's why Tesla's technology was taken off the shelf and hidden and buried. The only thing you got now, somebody offers you Tesla technology, that's a Jewish con artist. And I've done shows on that, too. But still answers. And we can take back nuclear power. Yeah, that's dangerous. Because they use those nuclear power plants to produce uranium. And we can replace that. We can rebuild these nuclear power plants using thorium, and you can't build a nuclear weapon out of thorium. We can eliminate nuclear power from this without losing everything. We can take back these power plants. We can take back our streams, our dams, our rivers, simply by taking it away. They've stolen from us. There is remedy there. You're probably not going to get it from lawyers, but check out some of the shows that we have done here in the last 2 days, 2 days before this. Check out Jim Porter and check out Carl Swinson and check out the whole Americans Standing United. The website's still under construction. You need to be a member of Americans Standing United in your own county. This is what we need to do, I believe. We're trying to find the answers for you. Make a donation at freeamerican.com so I can continue this. And, of course, get that tooth fixed, which I really need. Thank you, folks. God bless you all. And, Russell, thank you. See you next Friday, or see you after the show a little bit. It may be about 2 o'clock.
I'll give you 15. Take care. Good night, audience. Have a great weekend.